Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And we are coming to you live from Pride 48 in Vegas.
That's right, from the Excalibur Studios. Yes, they are grand this year.
Yeah, this when we walked into the what's this room called?
The ballroom.
I was blown away. I was talking to Big Fatty about this. In comparison to 3 years ago, I think like that back corner was how big our the first studio was. It sat like 20 people.
What I also like is that even though there aren't a lot of people right now, it echoes in here, so it kind of feels like you're like, oh, listen to all the people.
We're like we're at the Grand Opry or something.
It's the Grand Opry.
What I am most impressed with are these awesome microphones.
Yeah. Right?
I am most impressed that you weren't late for our show.
You cut it close.
I was sitting in my chair going, please let Ricky be late because I would love to start his podcast without him.
Never.
Yes. Oh, you were like, what, 9 minutes from
there? A long line at Starbucks. A really long line.
Yeah, a whole hour show.
How long was it?
It was really long.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. So anyway, Ricky, what's been your favorite part so far that you've actually attended?
My favorite part is I'm not dying of emphysema or the flu.
Yes.
And I'm actually didn't have to take so many naps this year. And Big Fatty was like, Ricky, this is the most I've seen you in Vegas in like the last 3 years.
Yeah, right.
Which still isn't much.
No, it is. Well, no, I've been around a lot more. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sightseeing here that you don't get to see, like, everyday life.
Wait, what do you mean sightseeing? This is your third time in Vegas just for this event.
No, not like people looking. I mean, it's never the same when you come here.
Are you talking about the people watching aspect?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What would I be talking about?
Well, when you say sightseeing, I think of, like, going to New
York. They're a sight to see, right? I mean, really.
I think most people call that people watching.
Whatever. Yeah, not sightseeing.
You know what? This isn't about me.
So. Oh, that's...
We have that on record now.
That's a shocking revelation and not true. How about you, Bradley? Bradley James.
Well, my least favorite part is this whole smoke stuff, because I'm getting stuffed up, as you can tell. And my favorite part is drinking.
That's your favorite part, is drinking?
Except for this feeling that I have right now. I'm kind of a little hungover still.
So the worst part isn't the fact that you can't get your mascara off?
I'm a hot mess.
So the napkins in front of you and Ricky's
they made them just for me.
The Kleenex.
And what about you, Waylon? What's your... You can't live without moment.
Well, I like meeting the new people. Mm-hmm. It's amazing that how many extra people came this year, which is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many people was it? Almost 100 or 100 and something?
120.
I mean, I think that's absolutely fucking
crazy. Pretty sure it's like
crazy.
1,000.
I'm also
close to a million.
I'm really, really happy.
So close to a million.
To meet the people in our front row. Pod is my co-pilot finally.
Yeah.
The best thing about this is now I can actually be Facebook friends with Taylor.
Oh,
because we've met in person. Because I know we talked about this the other day, but James LeRoy Bradley, his favorite moment was, I just got a message on Facebook that I had to be defriended by Taylor because we've never met in person. And he's trying to, you know, make...
I genuinely do not remember doing that, and I am apologizing right now.
Oh, we have it on paper.
Oh, I got an email.
Yeah,
I can pull it up. I don't know why. I genuinely apologize. When Waylon was telling me that,
he misses my old co-host.
What? So, but now we can be Facebook friends with my secret identity.
It's official. That's right. We still love you, though.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
The funniest part, though, is I think we got that right around the same time that you were excited to meet us right before we leave on our wedding cruise. You're like, we're going to have cocktails and finally meet. And I'm like, but didn't she just defriend him?
Yeah. So wait, you guys are going on the cruise?
No.
No.
Oh, but they so live. You could just
they
go
live
that
in
way.
Florida. No, actually, Taylor said that he wasn't going on the cruise because it's not at Disney. And he said unless someone will bring him jumbo shrimp to his room, then he can't go on our cruise because he'll just go on the Disney cruises. Which I'm cool with. I mean,
they're spoiled now. That's all they ever do.
I mean, people do, you know, he has high standards. And I've learned from just hearing Taffy's conversations that her standards are very high as well.
Oh.
Cabs, I don't think so.
Right.
She's like,
you
me?
Want me to get on
what?
The bus?
She's like, well, excuse me.
Oh, no, ma'am.
I would like to see her in Chicago.
Like yes. her, she would not get on a
Taffy
train.
On the Red Line would make me laugh.
Because you guys have never been to Chicago, right? Oh, that's going to be the best. It has to be a video podcast.
Our hotel, our second bedroom, is already booked for October, so.
Sorry.
I genuinely thought when you said, I want to see Taffy in Chicago, you meant the play.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Like Pop Six Cicero.
Oh, yeah,
Lipschitz.
Chicago. He still doesn't know. Okay. He does. Now, but who would you want to be?
I would want to be Matron Mama Mormon so I could see what happened to Mama.
There you go. Yes. Good to Mama.
You have the boobs for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Definitely.
Yes.
So, Ricky, what actually have you been doing?
I actually have been hanging out with one of the coolest people ever who is not in this room right now. Because she's actually helping someone else.
Oh, but I thought that you were actually going to say the guy that you see right in front of you who is our... The most long-distance listener that we've ever met.
We're getting there. We saved the best for last.
Oh. Well, you just said that, but they're not here.
But he's here.
I know.
So, Melinda Marissa Miranda, 3M, mm-hmm. or M squared, or M cubed. We've been spending a lot of time together. We've been judging people a lot. And
like you do.
Rubs off, like, you know, Taffy like you rubs do. Off on people when it comes to that. But I'm. It's not negative. It's okay. It's totally okay. Melissa, I've hung out with her a lot. We mm-hmm. went to go get the booze both times, and the bellhops thought we were all going to die of alcohol poisoning. And then she has like a really nice like lesbian valet driver. That's all
she
up
is
in her
all
business.
Up
now,
Melissa.
I'm pretty sure that lesbian valet person has licked the seat before and after.
Oh,
Melissa
totally,
gets in.
Totally, totally. Yeah. She was giving her directions the other day, and it was totally. You know, the Costco is like right
touching
over here.
Touching your boob.
You can't see it, but Costco's like right over here.
Could
and
you
then,
please stop touching my boob?
Thanks. You're going to start drinking tonight. And yeah. They're going to be eating at the V, someone is.
At the V?
At the V and the Y, whatever.
The Y?
The vagina. Dining at the Y.
Dining at the Y.
Is it actually, it's not shaped like a Y?
If you put your arms like this.
Taffy, are you going to show us what a real vagina looks like?
No, it's the whole body. Looks like a Y.
You know, the one thing we haven't done in a while.
What's that?
Let's talk about periods.
Oh.
It seems like that's all we ever talk about.
Speaking Does someone want to talk about their
no,
period?
No, I want to ask Taffy and Christina.
Taylor?
Because...
You want to talk about your period?
Our favorite thing...
Get up there, ladies.
Proceed. Let's go.
No, our favorite topic ever is that my nurse Lori, Lady the Labia, that she uses... The Diva Cup. And I love talking about the Diva Cup to actual women because I find it fascinating.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you why. Without, you know, sending everyone into a tailspin.
No, do it.
Remove it, it's filled with your ness and...
And it like, have, like,
that's
skin
the thing
and stuff
I was curious
it.
About. It's like, how do you know it's full? Do you just
you like, to
like
shake
and you feel it
you
slosh?
Feel it?
I hate to say this. I mean, you brought this up, but I don't wear that particular item. Because
do you wear a sponge?
That's
disgusting.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know, but sponges are not for your period. Sponges
no, they
are
have,
something
they
totally
have them,
different.
Just like
no,
the
they have a period
okay,
sponge.
Well, somebody is on crack, then who's designing that?
They're very earth-friendly.
A tampon works
crack,
fine. Tampons have worked
period.
Fine
I'm
for centuries.
I'm not
going
to do anything
centuries.
That
We're
I have
fine.
To run the risk of something falling out of me. That's
yes.
not an option.
Are
it's not hygienic. It's just not... It's not pleasing in any way, shape, or form.
I also don't like the idea of removing something that has the potential to slosh over the edge and make a mess.
Thank you.
Like a murder scene?
I've said that before. It's like a crime
kind
scene.
Of.
So, no.
I used to clean women's bathrooms when I worked at restaurants, and I don't know why women
they
tend
so
to
messy.
Finger paint with their they're friends.
What
they're
kind bloody of friends. Women were you? I know.
It's like,
holy shit. What?
Here's an idea. Here's an idea. It's called the Travel Size Clorox Wipe Pack, and you keep it in your little purse, and you clean up after yourself. This isn't difficult.
People don't do that.
Frankly, it's just good manners.
Right. Yeah, and, and it's seriously, just good manners. I don't know what woman finger paints on a wall. Like, that's some fucked up person that I've never heard of
well,
in my life.
Well, I think she just gets it on her finger, and she just...
That's that whole thing from, you know, like the whole Lilith Fair mentality of, you know, we taste our own menstrual blood. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Do they do that? They do
oh,
that?
Oh, that's a big thing.
There's
my favorite part of this is that I don't think that this room has been this animated all morning.
Yeah. They're all checking
it just, about to vomit.
It just
wait,
took
is Ed here? Because
talk.
He's getting a pre-Lady Garden 101. Oh, there he is. Okay.
Literally, every single person in the room took out an iPad, an iPhone. Yeah. I'm going to check my Twitter. Yeah. Anything I can do to focus not on this conversation.
No. The Diva Cup's not, no.
But you know what Taylor's favorite part of periods is?
What?
Three words. Toxic shock syndrome. That's the only other word he hates worse than those three is episiotomy.
Only because he now knows what they all mean.
If you ever just want to do a whole mood killer with Taylor.
What if you're on both at the same time?
You could have an episiotomy. Well, if you have an episiotomy, there's a chance that you're going to have to be on your period because you've just given birth, and you could have toxic shock syndrome.
That's a lot of brown and red together.
In stereo.
You do realize that eventually we're going to leave this room, and he's going to give me back a look. I told you never to say that again.
One of my favorite things about periods, though, is my little sister...
I didn't know that he had a favorite thing about periods.
My little sister refers to it as Shark Week.
Oh.
We refer to it in the House of Huffington as your cookie's broken. And that's where literally one of the girls will wake up and go, my cookie's broken. And that's
like
when
that
that's when
really
we know
like
that
cookies.
That's God bless Tank in a house of three girls that it's never good.
So my house growing up was all women. My father was seriously outnumbered. It was me, my sister, and my mom. And you guys are way more ladylike than we were, because the way we announced to the world that we were on our time was, oh, fuck, I got my period. Like, that was what
Oh, no, I celebrate
the
everyone.
House.
The girls, even Lollipop at college, she'll text me and say, you know, just got my period. And I'll be like, yay.
Yes.
I celebrate everyone. Yes. Congratulations. And I'm sorry, but yes.
Yes.
When
yes.
the river runs red,
take the dirt
road
instead. That's the
That's
classiest
disgusting.
Thing ever. Yes, Ricky.
By the way, Taffy, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm pretty sure we've completely grossed out the chat room.
Yeah, actually, yeah. They
have I'm seeing a lot of, oh my God, oh Lord.
Actually, I just love right
and
now.
It goes
no,
on.
The whole chat room went from chatting to every single one of them is idling.
I noticed. They're all like, this is where I leave.
And they thought the John Goodman picture was bad, but now it's this conversation.
I'm so jealous.
Don't remind me. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I want to see
that. Christina's reaction to this magical mystery picture on Pod is My Co-Pilot 69
yes.
episode that you everyone should go apparently listen to hear the live description. Your face and
Sater.
Was just like when Ricky... first learning about the Diva Cup, tried to Google, and then came across a website called mybeautifulcervex.com.
Oh, my God.
Where
okay,
a woman
so
did 30 days photos of her IUD.
Yeah.
And it went through all of the swelling. And at one point, he's going through this, and he keeps going and going. And then he starts vomiting almost because he goes, that one looks like a maraschino cherry.
Isn't that the whole blue waffle thing?
No, that's disgusting.
No,
that's an issue.
Someone told me about blue waffles, and then he's like, whatever you do,
never
do
Google.
Not go online. Do not type this in.
No,
do
you
not
should.
Look
so
out.
You
no.
did it, right?
Taffy, learn from Goatsy. Do
no,
not
no,
Google
I did not.
Blue waffle.
I did not.
No, no.
Do not do it.
Since we have a foreigner here, Henrik, why don't you come up?
A foreigner.
Do you know,
Henrik,
in South Africa and or Germany, do you have blue waffles? Do you know what a blue waffle is? Or could you explain to us what you think a blue waffle is? Or do you know because you're a well-traveled...
He's a gentleman.
I'm
a lady.
I'm a gentleman with a little principle.
Closer to the mic. People can't hear you.
Blue... might be underused, I guess.
Oh, it's a sad waffle.
Trust me, it's underused.
So, should we show him what it is, just so he can see it?
I'm not pulling it up. I'm not pulling it up on my computer.
Can we put it up on the monitors, please?
No, we're not.
Fine.
Hold up.
Do it.
Pull it up for
I'm uneducated.
I'm working on it.
I have to admit, welcome to not only Pride 48 Vegas, but welcome to the U.S. It's always wonderful to meet listeners, but it's really fucking crazy when you meet them from other continents. So welcome. We appreciate you being here.
Here you go.
Yes.
Would you like to come up and see
us? Oh, my dear Lord, baby Jesus. I don't think I've actually ever looked at a picture.
That's a vagina. That one's a vagina.
Oh.
That one's a vagina.
Or was.
Now, this could be kind of like what porn for the blind is, but could you explain
describe
right now?
That is not what they're supposed to look like.
That's
Let me just say right now.
Explain to
There is no way they're supposed to look like that.
What you're seeing.
Wait, this one right here.
That looks moldy.
It more or less looks like a cow from behind. Moldy, I would agree.
It's kind of blue like a Smurf.
A dead Smurf, a squashed dead Smurf. With the white head in the middle and the blue blood kind of around it. Ish.
It's disgusting. It kind of looks like a chewed up piece of gum.
No.
Well, and the GFN General is here, so he can't be posting pictures in the chat room.
He's working on it.
Because you know, if this was at any other regular live show, he would have already been on that. Well, thank you,
thank you, Hendrick, for
explaining that to everyone.
I think it's awesome that you came to see us, and you're like one of the favorite people that I like.
Yeah. Very happy I came.
I'm sure everyone else...
He was really nervous to come here.
I'm sure everyone else is happy you were here, too.
Oh, yeah.
You're not ugly.
You won the best bulge.
You're not ugly.
Oh, he did.
He won best bulge last night.
He did.
And he got another pair of underwear that even showed it even more.
Yes, because of Halsey.
Do you have a lawn?
Yes, he's a Halsey's.
He's a Halsey's.
Now, are you pink or brown?
Oh,
he's pink.
He's a ginger.
He's a ginger. Of course he's pink.
Yeah, pink.
You're pink.
Yeah.
But he's also from South Africa, you know, so maybe there is like some Aborigine in him, and it's like just in his nipples.
Wait, isn't the Aborigines in Australia?
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops. I'm just still thinking about the best bulge.
I don't know what's worse, that you didn't know that or Ricky had to be the one to tell you that.
That's the best part.
You know, I'm tired because I was actually working, doing things for Pride 48.
Please.
He sleeps. But RT Cruiser, we have another foreigner from Mexico.
Hello.
Here.
From Mexico.
It's
the
great.
Mexico down
under. We have David from Canada. This is like the United Nations or the International Pancake House. It's fantastic.
It's IHOP.
It's IHOP.
The International Blue Waffle Pancake House.
Right.
Oh. Oh. They don't call us foul monkeys for nothing.
It's the International House of Pride.
That works too.
Thank you.
That works too.
So let's see what else we got to talk about. Do we have anything else that we want to talk?
I have a question. What the hell is that damn old computer doing?
That CTR monitor, CRT thing. That looks like something that would be in Sum's bar.
I feel like we're getting ready to watch like Jumpin' Jack Flash or something.
Right.
That is pretty funny.
So I think we need three volunteers. Let's play some truth or dare with our listeners.
Ooh.
Oh, Blue Jeans Guy, thank you. And yes, Taffy the Taylor.
Taffy the Taylor boy.
I was surprised. I just saw, you know, you both have like twin tits, so I got confused.
Oh.
Maybe one more. Who else wants to play?
Tracy.
Who else wants to play? Tracy.
Oh, you got four.
One more. Come on. So why don't two of you go to that other microphone so then. And let's see. We'll start with Tracy. It's so good to see you.
So good to see you as well.
It's nice meeting you last year.
Yes.
You're now a podcaster.
Yes.
You were inspired.
Very much so.
Not by our show.
I'm sorry. Your show is very wonderful. I was inspired.
Stop lying.
What's the best part of the show?
Not Ricky.
I like all the interaction that you three have together.
Aww.
Which isn't a lot. It's about once a week, and that's it.
Yes, but still, whenever you're on, it's wonderful, so I enjoy that a lot.
So, Melissa, do you have a truth or dare question? Or Melissa Miranda.
Melinda.
3M.
Melinda.
You do not. Well, wow. You, thanks for participating. Well, you know.
Do we have anybody writing?
Preparation. No, let's see. Truth or dare?
You're asking me?
I am asking.
Oh, yes. Dare.
Dare. Mm. Ricky?
What?
Give him a dare.
Give me a dare.
I don't know. I don't know. I thought we had this
any other
already.
Time you would be no. able to think of anything.
I know, right?
Dare. I don't know.
Lick.
I don't want to make lick, you do anything.
Lick
that...
Taylor the Latte Boy's left nipple.
Ooh.
That's just,
oh.
The perky one.
That's the dare.
That's my boyfriend
dare.
Is in the chat room.
That's the dare.
Oh, please. It's for
that's
fun.
That's the dare.
If he's willing, yes, I'll do it.
Oh! Yeah. Left, left, left. You guys...
Oh!
And the wall of cameras come out.
Oh. No!
Oh. Oh.
Yeah! Yes.
More.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. No. Thank you. We're good. We're good. No.
And you're brown.
We're good. Tracy, we have a little a prize for you. A little notebook that says, sorry, your post-vacation workload was completely negated all the benefits of your vacation. There you go. You're welcome. Okay. Let's see. Thank you. Thank you. Well, since we just put you in a nice situation.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
That was bad.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Oh, yeah, you're smart.
Yeah, I love you.
You
my first
you
time at the rodeo.
You don't truth. Win a prize when you say truth. Sorry.
I don't know about that. Ricky, since I know you love torturing him, do you have a truth for him? Or Brad, do you have one?
I'm trying to think of a really good one.
Or does anyone in the chat room? You can play along with us, idlers.
If...
Oh, actually, I just don't think I'm connected.
Oh, what? Oh, to the chat room?
Yeah.
Truth or dare?
Babalu's asking for pictures. If anybody wants to post it in the chat room, they can.
Yes.
Post it to Twitter or whatever.
What about the ones from last night?
There wasn't anything bad from last night.
Oh, really? It's not what I heard. Why don't you tell the truth, Taylor?
There's... Okay, this isn't truth or dare. This is just trying to fuck me over. There.
Tell us.
Your most... desired fantasy.
My most desired fantasy? Oh, I've nice. Been quite open about my most desired fantasy all weekend. Where's Curtis?
No. He is adorable.
You know what?
He is adorable.
He's cute.
He is cute. And every time I've seen him, I think I've made him nervous because the first time I said, I'm like, oh, you're handsome. And then yeah. he walks in, I'm like, he's handsome.
Yeah.
It's the beard.
It's pretty much all
that nice.
And the dimples.
The dimples.
And the glasses.
The dimples and the glasses. This face is the full package.
Yeah.
And the fact he's shy.
And he's
super shy.
Super, yeah. super
he's
super
like,
shy.
No, stop. Stop telling me I'm cute. Stop it.
I'm still waiting for the actual spit roast because I do want to see.
Yeah.
I also noticed that he's
well, not
here.
Well, they're not here.
Luke
so.
Miller.
Rude.
Tappy clapping. The slow clap in the other. Yeah. No, I have. Okay, so. I have partaken in three ways in the past and have very much enjoyed them. So that's like the ultimate fantasy for me. More than that, then there's always somebody left out and then they're just kind of sad sitting.
Well, that's why you can do it with
you
Ricky.
You want to be the comforter, right?
If you do it, if you let Ricky.
It's like, I'm so sorry you're left out. Do you want to talk about it?
Well, if you have Ricky be the.
Just a minute. You're going to turn.
Let Ricky be the third and then you can just ignore him. You won't feel bad about leaving him out then. Well, thank you. Thank you, Taylor.
Thank you.
You can come up and select a prize.
Oh, yay.
Tracy didn't get to select his.
Well, he can trade it back in if he wants. One of you else can participate and call someone else, ask someone something. Like, it works. All of your mics work.
All right. Well, we'll go back over here.
There's also these.
So, truth or dare, Dave?
I'm probably going to regret this, but dare.
That blue jeans guy, it's gotten a dare coming.
and I'm really, really shaking in my boots right now.
Would be a good dare.
I know Turnip Head has a good dare.
Oh, well, suggest it.
Well, he's foul. Well, in the best kind of way, just like our show. Oh, he's coming. Yeah, because, you know, he's pervy. And he's, yeah, you see, he's...
Actually, I dare you to never wear white runners and white socks with the kilt again.
I didn't say be bitchy. This is truth or dare, not bitch or cunt.
Well, I was caught off guard, but it was the first thing that came to mind. I'm kidding. Well, the pair of boots I brought, I'm not going to wear all the time. Those are the ones I wore last night. I honestly can't think of anything.
I dare you to show Ricky what you're wearing under your kilt.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Hey! Oh. There you go.
It was a vagina.
It wasn't a blue waffle. It was not a blue waffle.
If you haven't learned anything yet, you don't listen to Ricky. Thank you. It was wonderful.
Pick a prize.
Thank you. Pick a prize.
I learned that a long time ago.
Well, that was wonderful, or you don't listen to Ricky?
Both, actually. Especially don't listen to Ricky.
Especially. Who else did we just talk about that recently where... No, it was Henrik. He only asked you questions about what to expect, and he goes, this is not what I expected. No one prepared me for this.
Yeah.
And that's because you listened to Ricky. So, Mr. Australia.
Yes.
Truth or dare?
To even it up, I'll do a truth.
You'll do a truth. What's the dirtiest thing you've done in America?
There's five of them in this room, I'm sure. No.
I did get a bit dusty walking down the Grand Canyon.
Da da da. Yes, I love punny people.
Good one.
Anything else?
No, it's staying in Vegas.
It's staying in Vegas. Oh,
hey. You're still in Vegas, so you can talk about it.
Yeah, no, on a live show that's going to be recorded and posted on iTunes.
No, we're not going to post it. Promise.
Yeah, what the fuck? So,
remember, we're not posting any of our live shows anymore.
Havsies, yeah. Holsies, or Nunsies?
He's a Holsies.
No.
You're a Nunsies?
I'm a Nunsies. Yeah. Oh, you disgust me.
Pink or brown?
Pink.
Nice.
I think everyone should show us if they're pink or browns.
Well, let's see. We do have some new people I don't think that have ever been in our... Matthew, pink or brown?
Pink.
Havsies, Holsies, or Nunsies? Foreskin, honey. Foreskin. Nunsies.
Do not say it with disgust.
I know.
Nunsies.
Is there any foreskin in the Chubbs Gone Wild family? No, both Nunsies? Are you pink as well?
Pink.
Okay. Let's see.
What about Jay?
Yeah, what about Jay? Pink or brown? Well, I guess, wait.
Oh, we'll tell you.
Fair point. We did just ask a blind man if his nipples were pink or brown.
We can't see. Let's see.
It's
here.
Pink.
They're pink.
Okay. And are you halfsies, wholesies, or nunsies?
Nunsies.
Okay.
There's a lot of nunsies in this room. Are there any halfsies besides James Leroy?
No, I'm not halfsies.
Oh, that's right. You're halfsies.
You don't even know.
You don't even know my dick.
Future husband.
You know what? I'm tired.
You sure are sleepy too.
This is your show after all, so since you did not come prepared with content, feel free to fill the rest of the time.
Well, it'd just be like every other show.
Pretty much. Why don't you think that you don't record without me? Because you'd have a big fatty show.
Oh.
It'd be silent.
20 minutes of silence. Except for 40 minutes of silence.
Right, pretty much.
Where's Big Fatty? Is he in here today?
No,
he went to Walmart?
I think he purposely left the room to not listen to our show.
That's okay.
He went for his nap.
Yep.
Oh, he's probably napping.
He's actually listening to our show so that he can nap, because It would put him to sleep.
I want to see who else in here is pink or brown.
Pink or brown, Kathy Bacon. I'm guessing brown, but...
You have to show us.
No.
Oh.
I don't think... I don't think we're going to get that.
Here's a bit of trivia for you. Yes. Whatever cover a woman's lips are without lip gloss is the color of her nipple.
Hmm. It's good to know. Is that the same with guys?
My sorority sisters and I actually stood in front of a mirror once and like did the whole where we held them up to compare. It's true.
Did you like kiss them? You held them up and then you kissed them?
Oh, you like that? You like it?
Oh, well, yeah. for the listeners at home, Amanda Lynn did show up. We did bring her.
Yes.
And Bradley's eyes are very... The bags that Amanda Lynn brought are currently under his eyes.
Along with a mascara still.
It's still mascara.
It is really hard to get mascara off.
I'm telling you, go to Lush. They have the best they can use.
Is Amanda going to be on the Libraries Open this evening?
I think so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So you guys should come and check that out.
Is she going to have her favorite hairdo with the flip up front? Because I like that one.
That's a possibility. Oh. I did bring a couple wigs.
My favorite part about him dressing in drag this weekend is that how disappointing...
He does him in drag.
No. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
I heard about it.
No, never. I don't even like to kiss him when he's like in his half, you know, pantyhose and...
You kiss him at the bar.
He looks... But that's not like a passionate kiss. That's just like, love you, did a good job. Anyway, the thing that he's most disappointed in... Is that he's so pretty that walking through the casino, not a damn person looked at him.
Right, no one gave him a second look.
Except this small little group of Asian women. This one was looking at him, then you saw it clicked. That was a man. And then she starts doing the small quiet talk with a friend. And then he like all the times he's walked through, not a damn person looks at him. And he's like, Everyone looks at Donna Sugars. No one points and looks at me.
Well, that's because her hair is like to heaven.
Now, we'll have to post a picture later, but we did take a picture of Amanda in Donna's hair.
Oh, my God.
Which one? Which
the
hair?
Big
the lion
blonde.
Mane hair.
Oh, okay.
It is like 12 is times awesome? The size of his head.
Are you going to get one? Or is it
I would
Man
love to
get
one of those.
It's $100 and some. It costs $200 with shipping.
Yeah.
Well, get it with your tips that you get. He is the prettiest one at our bar.
Mm-hmm. The you local say bar ours, that we like go to. It's not yours.
Well, their bar, whatever. What I love most is when he goes to the bar, he actually walks there and he's all dressed up in his whatever he has on. And he's walking in sneakers, like this big buff guy, like, you know how hard it is to wear heels going down this place? And, it's funny.
I don't wear sneakers when I go there. I'm wearing my heels.
No, he wears his heels when he walks
no,
to the bar.
No, when the... Well, when I walked with you, you had sneakers on because you couldn't wear the heels because they were like this tall.
Was that the way home after the end of the night?
No.
No, it was on the way.
Oh, I don't remember you ever participating in any...
Well, that's how important I am to you guys, so that's okay.
Well, you are absent a lot.
I have babies to take care of.
I know.
A lot of babies.
You do. Spend one special need baby.
Mm-hmm.
How is your
go out and adopt an animal from an animal shelter, please? Because if you don't, I will kill you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just find it really cute that the provider had to message you that picture with I always forget her name.
Izelle or Ivy?
Izelle. And how she had to have your t-shirt.
Yeah, she wouldn't quit whining because he was going to bed and I wasn't there, so he had to take a dirty shirt that was there and put it up on the pillow so she could lay on it so she would stop whining.
Gross.
I love it. Yes, my dogs validate me every day. That's amazing.
Do you know, my favorite thing is that a mild-mannered listener at the Big Fatty Breakfast actually says, so do you think that this trip will validate Ricky enough that he'll be quiet for a while?
Never.
And I'm like, no. I was like, I'll give it 3 shows and that will be it. Except that the first show he'll bitch about how he didn't feel he was validated enough in person.
No, I'm totally validated. There's people here that hate me and they still came and it's awesome.
So first of all, just a side note.
First of all, who fucking hates you?
I don't
here?
Know.
No.
Me.
Well, see.
And Turnipen.
And Turnipen. That's what he wasn't saying that last night when he was touching my butt.
First of all, he was
drunk.
And second of all, he was the host of the hospitality suite. That's how in Canada you do
it. Did he touch your butt?
Yes.
Did you touch your butt?
Of course.
Well, go fuck yourself.
My. Oh.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
The only reason I brushed up against your butt is because you were in the way.
To get alcohol.
So, speaking of that, you can sit down. Thanks. I'm sorry. That came off really bitchy.
No. First.
That was a taffy moment, and that wasn't meant to be. But, Bradley, I want you to reenact the conversation that Donna told on her show about when Donna wanted to know who the fuck Henrik was.
So we were sitting there, I think, at the dining table in the suite, and she points over and she goes, "Who's the really hot ginger?" And I looked at her and I'm like, "Ricky?" She's like, "Fuck no."
They already heard that story.
No, not half of these people. Who knows? And also, wait, but didn't she also yell, "Hey, fat ginger, get out of the way"?
Yeah. No. She said, "Hey, fat ginger, come here. Who is that good-looking ginger?"
Oh, gotcha.
Really quick, somebody in the chat room actually asked what Havsies was. I just wanted to reiterate, since we talk about it a lot, but it is basically when you're half-hooded.
Foreskin,
yeah. French cut?
It's fancy.
Did you say French cut, as in green beans?
Oh.
I didn't know the French did their circumcisions differently, but of course they would. Excuse me, RC?
Freedom cut.
No.
Boo.
RC, thank you for coming again. Yes, we brought RC here last year.
Jeremy's back there counting money. I want to know how much he has.
Okay.
Remember, y'all can come up and talk.
Yeah, you can come and ask us questions. We won't answer them, but whatever.
No, but it's been a great trip again per normal. Mm-hmm. I know you weren't here for it, but Ramble Show was a very touching show this year.
When was it?
The first day.
Oh,
yesterday. Yeah.
Were we eating? Where were we?
I don't know. You're never.
I was
around.
With Melinda. Do you know where we were?
No, but it was a very touching, both him and that Blue Jeans guy. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. And I do think it's a really important gratitude. Very grateful to be here and grateful for everyone here. And it was a very touching show. It's why everyone loves Ramble.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'll believe you.
Thank you for ruining that touching moment. That's my job,
right?
Sure.
You ruined everything.
Well, I think the only thing that's going on in our life since we didn't record last is that...
The last 2 weeks.
Bradley and I decided, because we're getting lots of questions, that in lieu of a wedding registry, we have an adoption registry.
It's so cute. Yeah.
Well, hell, we don't need shit. We need a baby. So, that's the only thing. That's the biggest thing that's going on.
You need a shit baby.
The baby can generate.
That's right. That's right.
How much have you gotten so far? Can you share?
I don't want to share that. No. And we have no expectations for it. It literally was because someone told us that we are selfish for not having a registry.
Which I think is funny.
It's just interesting, but I find registry is kind of selfish because I don't need... First of all, we're going on a cruise and we have 83 or so people coming, which means they just paid an ass ton of money to come.
We still have more rooms if you guys want to come.
You know what you need?
Oh, what?
Somebody please buy them one of these. An ice maker.
First of all.
Or ice trays.
First of all, no. First, you go through so much ice that I am not going to sit there and make ice when ice cream tray.
No, then get an ice maker.
What? I live in an apartment. I don't own that refrigerator.
You can put it in.
No.
Do it.
Why don't you fucking bring ice when you come to our house and drink my booze and drink everything else?
Oh, it's just like I take your booze. You're always offering it to me.
Well, first of all, you don't ask anymore.
And I drink water usually because I come from work.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't drink anymore, hardly.
Why?
Like, this is the most I've drank in a long time.
Is it because you get in trouble?
Ooh.
Oh, those eyes.
Don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm just guessing, but apparently, ding, ding. Because those eyes said, "I can't believe you just brought that up." But I don't know what I brought up, but now I want to know.
I don't know. I was getting to a point of my life where I was like, I drink way too much, and it's starting to, like, affect other parts of my life. So growing up with like an alcoholic family, sure. I knew there was a cutoff. So I just stopped it. It's just easier that way.
I'm almost positive that the 30 pounds that I've lost, I'm going to gain back in booze from being here in Vegas.
And all that bacon that we ate yesterday at the breakfast.
I didn't eat a lot, but I did have a pile.
Oh, you know what Hendrick had for breakfast yesterday at that?
What?
He had cantaloupe.
That's it?
Cantaloupe.
Well, he's svelte, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason why we look what we do, and we had a pile of bacon, and he looks like what he looks like because he had a pile of cantaloupe.
But are you trying to say what we look like are bad?
Oh, Lordy. Moving on. You are what you eat, though. Why did you... You brought this whole... You brought the whole show to a... To, like, a halt.
Why is it me?
Because you did.
You asked me why I don't drink anymore. I said it.
Talk about the food.
Melissa...
The Confused...
has made eggplant parmesan and chicken parmesan for everyone upstairs in the suite.
That looks like lasagna, though.
I don't know. That's what she said.
Okay. Oh, and homemade bread.
You're judging her.
Yeah.
I'm not judging her.
And then homemade bread that she made with pepperoni or something in it. I don't know.
Well, and definitely.
But make sure you go up and enjoy it.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
I know everyone here knows it, but for the listeners who may not be listening to everyone's show, everyone needs to reach out to Melissa and give her like a virtual hug.
Yeah.
Because she is doing a lot behind the scenes with all the runs to get alcohol and pick up people from the airport. And thank you to Gary from Albuquerque for his services as well. The one thing that I think is amazing this year at Pride 48, though, is how many more listeners there are and how involved they are. Like Christina from Nowhere, the interstitial, she was in charge of that part. And it's almost all listeners. Granted, there are some, or podcasters that maybe not, that aren't doing a show. You know, and of course, there's some more here and there, but the majority of them are listeners. And I think that's absolutely amazing, because, you know, if people didn't listen to your show and validate you, you wouldn't be here.
Do you have a truth? Do you have anybody that you said, don't fucking email me ever again?
No. There's nobody who contacted me where I was like, no. But we did get, and this is, okay. I'm going to shame a few people, but I won't use names. We did get a hell of a lot of last minute, the deadline had already passed. The fucking thing was already posted on the website, and I'm getting emails. Hey, can I do an interstitial? And I'm like, it's on the website. We're done. It's done. If somebody, but then I just made the list of, you know, if somebody drops, then I'll call you. And we'll
isn't it? Did you find it a little difficult?
You had a difficult time too with people contacting you after it was done,
or you didn't.
This is where Waylon's gonna hate me, but no, no.
Well, maybe, which is great. Which is great, because maybe people weren't tests.
I had the spreadsheet made up, and then I just went, bitches, get a hold of me for interstitials. And my email just went, boom, 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 boom. And my Facebook blew up. I had to actually tell people not to Facebook me. They had to email, because I couldn't keep track of them all.
I meant more for the scheduling. The scheduling was a pain in the ass for the hospitality suite. Because y'all...
Oh, were you giving them their choice? Because I don't do that.
I didn't really have much of a choice.
No, I just said, you get this spot.
Most of the volunteers came with, here are my list of conditions. I made them all work. Yeah. I made them all work.
Waylon or Ricky or whatever. The one thing that I think has been, and this is the greatest Pride 48 that I've been to, but one of the things that has just really chapped me for the whole thing is to try, you know, most of us have been planning for this for a year.
Yeah.
And to get anybody to do anything, it's been last minute. You know, whether it's if you need a ride for the airport, the swag stuff, just anything. Mm-hmm. And that shouldn't be that away. You know?
So the takeaway is pay attention.
Yeah. You know, you know when you're coming. You know that, you know, about the swag stuff, you know, just everything. And people just, well, let's do it this week, you know. That's not the way it works, folks. You just need to get with the program and do it good. And the person that walked in the room that's been one of the greatest volunteers is Melissa.
That was Melissa.
Yeah, she's everyone needs
and
to applaud.
Boy,
Melissa.
She has gone over the top this year, and I think we ought to be really thankful for that.
We should be very thankful for her. Absolutely.
And please know that we're not griping about
thank
people.
Sure.
We
thank
appreciate.
You for letting me gripe about it, okay?
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everyone who's volunteered their time, because it, yes. like you said, yeah, it is a lot of last minute, but... Yeah, if you know month leading in, and everybody has lives, everybody is busy,
yes,
but
yeah.
if it, an email takes 10 seconds sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's just like, hey, I want to do this.
The brilliant thing about this is it's nice to have this problem. That means that we're getting larger.
Yes.
We need more volunteers, and to have that to be a problem just means that, you know, from the first year,
yes.
you know...
The event is still young. So
and big thank yous to everyone who stepped up, because sure. I did have some last-minute drops, and I was just like, help, and everybody's just
absolutely.
Like, I'm there, so yeah. thank you.
It's, but, and of course, as always, it comes together great. So
absolutely.
I, you know, and I don't need to get my panties in an uproar, but it has, you know, everything has come together greatly, so, yeah, that's...
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, because you're amazing, Gary. Hi, TJ.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know that not to feel bad about having the difficulties with scheduling, because I think there's a misperception on what hospitality suite entails. Because mm-hmm. when you say you need to, you know, sign up to man the hospitality suite for an hour, I think people think they're going to have to be like bartending and running errands and all this stuff. And really, all you got to do is stop people from going out in the hall naked.
Pretty much.
That's, you know.
Or strangers coming
which
in.
Which I'll say is kind of hard.
It is so hard.
Sometimes, especially last night, I understand, that might be a little more challenging than others, but that's actually the responsibility of the underwear party people, not the hospital.
It seems like Canadians don't wear underwear outside
of
a hotel
room. For anybody who gets tapped with that duty, because you're off the hook now, so anybody who gets tapped with that duty for in a future year, it's don't let anybody out into the hallway naked or in their underwear. If something gets spilled, help them wipe it up. And if somebody gets hurt, call 911. That's pretty much it.
No, it is.
Well, we laugh and then call 911.
There you go.
No.
So anyway,
pictures.
Anyway, kudos for doing that, because
I
were tasked with doing that, I went, oh, that poor man.
Actually... You know, we had lots of volunteers. It's a lot of time. You know, since it was so popular in the past years, the hospitality suite is open 1,200 times longer, a day earlier even. And it is a lot of time to fill, but we had lots of volunteers. It was great. But if anyone wants to volunteer, there are still some spots.
Yeah, don't let those bitches pick their own time. You just put your foot down.
Well, I don't have my foot down. I already did.
Right.
No. RC, yes.
So I just want to thank you guys for introducing me to this, and Ricky, of course. Of course, you guys too. Waylon, Brad. But, you know, I've told Ricky, and I he's my favorite podcaster. I just adore him. He's awesome. And last year, I was, you know, Foul Monkey's problem child. I mean, I came out here, and I was on a fucking mission to get so trashed, and I did. I accomplished it. But
you did a really good job.
Yes, you did.
I did.
You totally won that award.
So this year, you know, I decided to chill the fuck out. I mean, last year I did my thing. I had a blast, and too much of a blast, maybe. But yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys for introducing me to Pride 48 and all these awesome podcasts in this world I didn't really even know existed until I hopped on that Bear Pride bus and then heard your guys' show, and that was it. That's all it took.
So we at least got one listener out of that.
I know, right?
I know, right? I don't know if I can get more, but I just want to thank you guys for that.
Well, thanks. Thank you for listening, RC.
Well, now we only have just over a minute left,
I think
we should wrap it up. But I kind of want to end it saying with Pride 48, it's one of my favorite things out of the year, and I look forward to it because it is summer camp. It is something that we all put effort into. Either if it's in our show or if it's helping out stuff like hospitality suite, picking up people from the airport, we put the effort into it and we get so much out of it. And I really love that.
And I can't wait to the day when we've abandoned Ricky and we come as listeners. It'll be a fantastic day.
I just wanted to say that I think it's awesome that we're all able to come here and get along.
Yes.
And even if we don't get along, we're all grown up to do it.
Thank you.
And even though I only get to see you guys, or we only get to see you maybe once a year, there's some of people that I wish I could see every day in my life. Like Melinda.
Yeah.
I just don't think my liver can handle it.
Melissa and Kathy Bacon, all of you. I don't want to point anybody out, but
what about
your biggest, your number one fan?
I said, well, the one that has my name on his shirt.
But you didn't even say his name.
He's hurt. He's hurt.
He knows. He knows I love him. We all text right. all the 18 time.
18 seconds.
I send him hearts. But anyway, thank you very much for coming, and I can't wait until next year, and I hope there's more people here, and it gets even better.
Yes. Spread the word like
thanks.
The
thank you for listening, everyone.
Thank you.